Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence in revealing your word to our hearts for this hour. And Father, I thank you for anointing your people in receiving your anointed word in Jesus' name. To the book of St. Matthew, chapter 5, we want to look at verses 13. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. St. Mark chapter 9 verses 50. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltness, wherewith will you season it? Have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another. And one more place, St. Luke 14, verses 34 and 35. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Our teaching comes today in the form of a question. What does it mean to be the salt of the earth? What does it mean to be the salt of the earth? In dealing with this lesson, we need to understand what Jesus was saying to his followers back there, as well as to his followers today, and what he is expecting out of us in this day. Because understand this, the only Jesus that many will see is the Jesus we allowed to be seen in and through us. Jesus always spoke in a way where everyone who listened to him would understand what he was saying. And he never used big words or impressive words. While on the Mount of Olives, he was teaching those who were present many things that would benefit their lives. And now he speaks about salt. But what is so important about salt? Well, salt, as we know, is used in just about every meal that is cooked. And if salt was not important, cook without it, and we will see the difference in the foods that don't have salt in them. There is a bland taste, a flat taste, and then there is no taste. Now, if salt is needed to flavor food, enhance food, and give food that extra boost from the natural, think about in the spiritual sense why Jesus said, we are the salt of the earth, or we are the ones who's supposed to give flavor to those who we meet, those we come in contact with, because so many lives are bland, flat, tasteless. But when they come in contact with us, salt, their lives can have meaning if they accept the one who made us salt, and that's Jesus. Listen, people that's in sin, they are tasteless, they are bland, they have no flavor. Those who come to Christ are now tasteful, delightful, seasoned. Listen, to be the salt of the earth means our lives are affecting others in a positive way. Let me repeat that. To be the salt of the earth, it means our lives are affecting others in a positive way. Number two, our lives are a reflection of Jesus. You know, Paul told the saints at Colossians, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Number three, our lives are different from others. See, to be the salt of the earth means that you are different. And if you know anything about spices, a lot of spices have small amounts of salt in them, like seasoned oil. It's a mixture of cayenne and black pepper and celery and salt. Then you have salt by itself, but then you have salt that's mixed with other herbs. So you see, your life is to be different from others if you're to be the salt of the earth. Next, our lives are an example to others. Next, our lives give taste or meaning and hope to those we meet. To be the salt of the earth means that our lives give taste. We have met so many people in this world who would come out and tell us that they know they're not living right. What made them tell us that? Well, because you're the salt, and your life, notice, was in the process of giving them taste because they saw what they was doing was being wrong. Next, our lives are strength to others. To be the salt of the earth, meaning that you are strength to others. Our lives are a challenge to others. To be the salt of the earth means that your life is challenging people that's still in the world, get this, as well as in the church. Because you have so many in the church world, not in the body of Christ. Whether it's on your job, in your family, your community, to be the salt of the earth means that our lives or a challenge to others. He that is upright in the way is abomination to the wicked. Next, our lives cause others to want to change. Notice that. When you're the salt of the earth, our lives cause others to want to change. I've talked with so many people, and so many people have sent me emails telling me how the messages are really blessing them and challenging them to change. We just started our Philippine broadcast in the first Sunday in February. And within 3 weeks, we got our first letter from the Philippines. And the young man was saying how that, get this, he wrote me saying, Pastor Forrester, I don't normally listen to the radio, but he normally turned the radio on just for noise or for sound. But he say, while he turned the radio on this particular time, he heard somebody talking about Jesus Christ. And then he stopped and he paused and he began to think. So he wrote me in the letter stating that he don't normally listen to the radio, but something he heard caught his attention and it made him stop and think. And he told me in a letter that he's going to be listening to the broadcast every Sunday hereafter. What am I saying? When you're the salt of the earth, your life will cause others to want to change. And this is what he said. I want to change and I want to see other people change. What caused that to happen? Being salt of the earth, you will cause others to want to change. Understanding something, that you and I cannot make no one change, but our lives, the way we live, where Jesus say, let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now in Romans 2 and 24, listen to this. Paul spoke about how God was not getting glory out of many, but that he was being blamed in how many was turned off with coming to him because of how many was living. That is salt that has lost its savor or taste or effectiveness. And Jesus said, it is good for nothing. Please hear this. In Romans 14:13, Paul spoke about judging others and how we need to stop that. But we should be focusing on is to make sure that we are not a stumbling block to anyone from coming to Christ, and do not give people an occasion or an excuse for not coming to Christ because of how we are living. They're salt without taste. What is this saying to us? In Romans 2 and 24, Paul spoke about how the name of God was blasphemed among the Gentiles through you. That's salt that has no taste. And then in Romans 14:13, Paul spoke about stop judging people, but focus on this. Make sure that you do not lose your effectiveness as salt, and don't be a stumbling block or give people an occasion not to come to Christ because of how we are living. That's serious. Stay tuned for part two. What does it mean to be the salt of the earth? In continuing our teaching, what does it mean to be the salt of the earth? We left off in Romans 2 verse 24. And in Romans 14:13, we are in a time where God is looking for individuals who will live like he said and not just say what he said, because the world is bland, tasteless, hopeless. But if men are going to change, it won't happen by wishing or just hoping, but it will come through individuals who are living clean, holy, and right in the midst of immorality, lawlessness, and wickedness. It is time for the church to stand up, come out of the corner, start living what we know, and not just quoting what we know. Because there is a cry for wine in the street, not in the churches. And listen, many will never step foot in the church building. So that means we must take the water to the desert. But if we have lost our taste as salt, it's time for us to repent and ask God to forgive us and restore our savor or taste back that we lost. And once he does, here is what we must do to remain effective as salt. Number one, welcome the Holy Spirit to guide us every day. I feel pressed by the Holy Spirit to say this. There's so many churches today, so many believers are trying to function in the kingdom without being empowered. Many of you that's listening to me, you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You need the power of God in your life. It's not enough just to go to the seminary. It's not enough just to get scriptures and know how to do things in chronological order. You need to be anointed. Get this, you need to be empowered by God to do the work of God. And just going to school in having gifts and talents ain't hitting on nothing. Don't you ever think because you're gifted and because you can speak well and you can quote scripture and you know how to put messages in chronological order, you can break down history from the Bible, all of that's fine in its place. But the anointing is what destroys yokes of bondages off people's lives. And there are many preachers that's listening to me. You need to get before God and ask God to anoint your life so you can be effective for the kingdom. I just feel pressed to say this. You must welcome the Holy Spirit to guide you every day. Number two, we must stay in prayer. If you're a saint and you're not praying, you're a tasteless saint. You're a saint that's just wasting time, figuratively, on the earth. Because if you're not praying, how can you be anointed? Because the anointing comes through prayer. Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, forget it. So you must make time to get before God every day. Number three, we must spend time reading the Word every day. Note something. If we're to remain effective as salt, there's some things we have to do. Welcome the Holy Spirit every day. Stay in prayer. And if you're not praying, ask God to birth the desire in you as a believer to seek Him. Next, stay in prayer. Then you must spend time reading the Word every single day. Think about something. You don't miss a meal from the physical every day. Some of you eat 3 squares a day. Well, in the spiritual aspect, you need to see the importance of you staying in God's Word. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Number four, you must watch what you entertain. That is so important as believers in this day. You must watch your company. Next, we must fellowship with other saints, meaning go to church and stop making excuses as to why we don't go. We must give to the work of God. We must pray for others. We must keep a grateful heart. And we must sing unto the Lord. Now, I've given us some things that we must do to remain effective as salt once God restores our effectiveness back. I thought about in 2 Kings chapter 6, when they lost their axe head, Elisha asked them, where fell it? They showed him the place. He cut down the stick and cast it in thither, and the iron did swim. Therefore said he unto them, take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and took it. What is this saying? Once God restores back to us what we lost, we have a responsibility of doing what it takes to keep what He just gave us back. So as we close, listen to this. Salt that has lost its flavor or savor or taste is good for nothing. And normally, you would throw it away. I've seen times I was cooking and reached for the salt, and the salt was hard like a rock. And then I begin to wonder, what caused this salt to become hard? Well, the steam from the pots actually seeped through the cabinet, and because the salt is in like in a cardboard round container, well, the moisture seeped through the cardboard and it made the granules become hard. So when I turned the salt up, nothing would come out. So it went in the garbage can. Watch this. But the good thing about Jesus is this. He won't throw us away like that, but He won't use us as He planned until we get ourselves together. See the difference? From the natural, you and I will throw salt away because we can't use it for nothing. And what Jesus would do is He'll put you on the sideline. He'll take you off the game while you're watching everybody on the field playing, and you're on the sideline wishing and hoping you could be used, but you have allowed your effectiveness as salt to get away from you some kind of way. So He won't use you. Notice, thank God He won't throw us away like we would throw a box of salt away. David said, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimony. We won't turn until we think. And we won't think until we are made aware of what we are doing. You're listening to this message on today. What does it mean to be the salt of the earth? And you're saying within yourself, brother, I feel like that message is for me. I feel like I have lost my effectiveness on people. And I was thinking about something. When your life is beginning to influence people, the enemy will attack you from every way possible to make you become a reproach to the kingdom. This is why we must stay before God like never before. If you're not saved, if Jesus Christ is not your personal Lord and Savior, you don't have no kind of taste about your life, period. Because the danger about that is this. If you die in sin, my brother, my sister, you will go to a place that God never designed for no human to go. And that's to hell. But it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So to be the salt of the earth means that your life is affecting other people, and God is getting glory out of your life. But if you're in sin, God is not getting glory out of your life, but the devil is. But my friend, you can make the change today. Stop what you're doing right now, because Jesus is inviting you to come to Him right now. And if you are tired of being tasteless, repeat this prayer from your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe You are the Son of God. I believe You came to planet Earth. You hung on a cross. You shed Your blood for my sins. You died, You was buried, and You rose again. I believe You're alive right now. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in Your blood. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life from this day forward. And I thank You, Lord Jesus, for now making me the salt of the earth. In Jesus' name. And Father, I thank You for Your word. I thank You for the lives You have transformed through Your spoken word. Holy Spirit, bring conviction to the hearts of Your people, those who have lost their effectiveness in this world. Open their eyes that they may see that we're to be the salt of the earth while we're on the earth. Because once we leave this world, it's over with. And Father, I thank You right now for restoring us as Your people, giving us back the taste and the effectiveness that we may have lost as being salt of the earth. And God, I give You glory. I give You praise and honor for it now in Jesus' name. What does it mean to be the salt of the earth?